ליקוטי הלכס, יורדיה, חלק שני, הלכה שילוח הקן, הלכה דלת. We're in the middle of paragraph base. We're up to the sub-paragraph, וזהו והאם רויבצס על האפריכם על הבצם, כי ידוע בקסבים. We dedicate the learning today לאילוי נשמס, ינטפרד לבס רבי שואריה, and לאילוי נשמס או אישה ציפוירו בס הוריו רפואה ליעזר, whose yortzeit will be on Yom Kippur. And we dedicate the learning for a complete refuah shalema for all those that need it. Besoich shar choli Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal speaking about a person trying to do a dover shebikdusha, trying to do a mitzvah, or tefillah, or Torah, and the machshavos, the person being bombarded with all kinds of extraneous thoughts, and sometimes sinful thoughts. What should a person do? So Rav Nosson Zal says now, Vizehu v'ho'im roivetzes alo efreichem oy alabetzim, ki yodua baksovim, it's known in the writings of the Arizal, she'b'chol dover yeshboi b'chinas eser sfirois, that in everything that takes place in this world, there is a connection to the ten sfirois. Ki ha'sfirois hein midoisav yisborach, she'bohem hu mechaya u'manig es kol ho'ilom meroish v'atsoif. Because the spheroids are the midos of Hashem by which Hashem infuses life and operates the entire world from beginning to end. Ki kol dover sheboilam sheodom roitza ledaber oilasois tzorech mitchilo shieloi machshovo lezeh. Because whenever a person in this world wants to do something, there has to first be a thought about it. Ubitchilo oilo b'machshovo behelem. And at first, when the thought originates in the person's mind, it's not necessarily obvious or clear. The thought could be in a completely hidden state, but it's there. It begins in the person's mind. And then the thought process goes forward and the thought becomes revealed from its original hidden state. And then afterwards, the person thinks about what they want to do or say, whether they should go ahead and do it or not, whether they should go ahead and say it or not, and exactly how they should do it or how they should say it, and other similar aspects of this. Then afterwards, the thought process is completed and finished. And then afterwards, the person takes it to the next step, which is from thought to speech. And then afterwards, they go forward another step to actually perform the action that they were thinking about and speaking about. V'chol elu hadvorim oivrim al hodom b'chol hadvorim sheba'olam. And this whole process that we just described occurs regarding everything that takes place in the world. Afilu b'chol dibur v'dibur, even regarding every word that comes out of a person's mouth, every statement a person makes, there has to be this process that we just spoke about. The thought, which begins originally in a hidden state and becomes revealed, then the person processes the thought, etc. Rak, however, shebistam diburim she'ein tzrichin yishuv gadol, when a person is speaking just ordinary talk that does not require any major thinking, oivrim kol elu habechinos b'mehirus niflo moed moed. These processes that we just described occur very, very quickly. It could take less than a second for that whole process to take place. Ad she'ein mavchinem bohem klal, to the point where the person doesn't realize it all. Yes, the person, did you think it all about what you just said? The person says, no, I just said it. But in actuality, it did go through these steps that we described. Avol be'esik godol. Whereas when it comes to somebody doing something major or doing something important or saying something important, yochel ha'odam lehavchen heitev eich she'ovrim alav kol elu habechinois koidem shegoymer hadibur, the person can realize how all of these processes are taking place inside of him, how they have an original thought about it, and then they think more about it, this whole process. This is before the person actually says what they want to say, the kol shkein b'uvda, and especially if we're talking about some type of an action, then for sure all of these procedures take place. V'chol eilu habechinos shebemachshavtoi koidim shenoilad hadibor v'amaisa heim bebechinas sholosh rishonos kayadua. And all of these processes that are taking place in the mind of the person, within the thoughts of the person, before they actually speak, before they actually perform the action, all of those are taking place in the first three spheros, Chochma Bina Das, or Keser Chochma Bina, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. V'achar kach, kishenoilad v'nezgale hadibor v'amaisa, and afterwards, when the words, when the speech that the person was going to say, when the person actually says it, or the action that the person was going to perform, ze bechinas shiva midos, that's associated with the seven lower spheros. Shehem bechinas shiva simei habinyan, which are also referred to as the 7 days during which Hashem built the world. Shekol hadvorim shebo'olam klulim mehem, whereby everything in this physical world is made up and connected to these seven lower spheros, kayadua, as is known. Ve'ikar ha'hoilodo v'ha'hizgalus shel kol dovor, and the main birth and revelation of everything in this world, whether it's words or actions of any type, hu'alidei b'chinas bina, is accomplished through the sphere of Bina, Shenikres Eim Habonim, which is also referred to in Sifrei Kabbalah as the mother of the children. When we speak about Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, generally the Yud represents Chachma, the He represents Bina, the Vav represents the six spheres of Chesed through Yesoid, and the last He represents Malchus. And these are also correspond to a father, mother, sons, and daughter. The father, Chochmah, is the father. The Pasuk says, Av b'Chochmah. The mother is Bina, Ki Eim Labina Tikra. And the Vav Hey are the sons and daughter. Ki Oz, Ki Shebo Hadovar Lebechinas Hisboinenus, Shom Nigmar Hadovar B'machshavtoi. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, when a person's thought process enters into the stage of hisboinenus, where they're thinking deeply about something, that's when the thought is actually completed in the person's mind. Vazai yoytzei hadovor v'noilad v'nezgal boilam. And then, whatever that is about to happen, the words the person is going to speak or the action the person is going to take comes forward and is revealed. Vafilu achar kach kishenoilad v'nezgala hadovor, and even afterwards, after the person already spoke the words they were going to speak, or they performed the action they were going to perform, adayin koruch hisboinenus haseichel achrov, the person's thoughts are still involved in the process. They're still connected to the words coming out of the person's mouth, or the action that the person's performing. Kichein haderech b'chol hadvorim, because Rav Nosson Zal says, this is the way things usually operate. Sheseichel ha'otom mizboinen b'hadovor gamachar sheyotza lepoyel legatlo yelashlima b'shleimus, whereby the person's thought process, the hisboinenus, continues to follow the words that the person is speaking or the action that the person is performing in order to help it be performed properly and be completed. V'humamish kemoi ho'ein, and this is similar to what a mother does for a newborn child. Shemitchilo mizgadel havlad etzlo kol yemei ha'hiroyin. During the early stages, the baby is developing inside the mother throughout the entire period of pregnancy. V'achar kach, kishemegia hazman haleido, and then when the time arrives for the woman to give birth, v'himoyledes havlad, and she actually gives birth to the baby, adayin gamachar kach hikrucho achar havlad lahanikoi ulegatloi lashlimoi. The mother is still very much attached to the baby, to nurse the baby, and to raise the baby, to complete the development of the baby. So too, Rav Nosson Zal says, is the case regarding anything that's being developed and that's being accomplished in this world. Shebetchilo hadavar misalim behizbeinanus hasechel bebechinas ibur. In the beginning, the words that the person is going to speak or the action that the person is going to take is hidden inside the person's mind, within the person's thought process, like in a state of pregnancy. Until it's completed, until the thought process is completed, v'yotzei u'mizgale, and then the action or the words comes forth and is revealed, b'bechinas leida, like a birth. However, even after the person is speaking those words or performing the action, ha'hizboinenus koruch achrov ad sheyashlem hadavar b'shlemus, the person's thoughts continue to follow those words and actions until it's completed 100%. V'alkein nikreis b'chinas bina eim habonim kayadua. And this explains why the sphere of bina is called the mother of the children. Because again, this sphere of bina and what it represents follows the actions. It follows the lower spheres. Question in the chat. In the previous year, we learned that the mother was malchus, which actually gives birth to the eggs. Today, we're saying the mother is bina. What's the connection between the two? These two are both female. They're both generally referred to as female, and both are referred to as mothers. When we speak about Yaakov Avinu and his two wives, Rachel and Leah, Yaakov Avinu is referred to as Emes, Titein Emes LeYaakov. Yaakov Avinu is referred to as Zeranpin, because Emes and Tiferes sometimes represent all six spheres of that set of Chesed through Yisoid. So that's Yaakov. Leah is Bina. Leah is associated with the first Hey of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And Rachel is Malchus. Rachel is associated with the second one. These are the two mothers, Kavyochel. In the past, we spoke about in Megillas Rus, we spoke about Naomi and Rus. And we said that Rus is Malchus. From Rus comes forth Dovra Melech. And Naomi is Bina. Bina is sometimes referred to as the Noyam Hoelyoim. And it says in Megillas Rus that at one point, Vatelachno Shtehen Yachdov, these two, Naomi and Rus, went together. These two hays, Vatelach Shtehen, the two hays, went together, Bina and Malchus. And in the Sifrei Kabbalah, very often we see the connection between those two. Continuing, Uvashoyresh Hoelyoim, Kol Hoeser Sfirois Hem Kulay Kodesh. When we speak on a heavenly level, up in heaven, all 10 spheroids are holy. Ubifrat sholosh rishonos, especially those 3 upper spheroids, keser chochma bina, shenechshovim kiechod, which very often are referred to as one category, one grouping, shehem bechinas kuloi toiv. Those 3 are referred to as complete goodness, ve'ein shom shum din klal, and there is no din, there's no midas hadin at all in those upper 3 spheroids. Rak shebechinas bina dinen misaren mina. It's just that the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that from bina comes forth the Midas HaDin. It originates, it starts from Bina, but Bina itself is not Din. Kimavur B'Zohar, as is explained in the Zohar HaKadosh, Ubaksovim, and in the writings of the Arizal, Ho'inyan, this topic, Ba'arichus, at length, Kamapomim. The Zohar HaKadosh and Arizal refer to this many times. Ach Lemalo, however, above, up there, in those 3 upper spheroids, Adayin HaKoil Kodesh V'toiv. Everything is still holy and good. רק כשמשתלשל למטה. However, when the light from there spirals down, it comes down to this world, נעשה מזה לפעמים חס ושלום דין גומר חלילה. Sometimes it can evolve and become complete din, judgment. עד שמשיגי הדינים נשתלשל למטה למטה, עד שנעשה יצהרה מגוש המוי. To the point where from the chaff, sige means like the klipos, the waste matter, from the waste matter of the dinim, of the holy dinim, sometimes that spirals down, all the way down, to the point where it forms the materialistic yetzahara that most people have to deal with in this world. Ubishvil zen, for this reason, lemato bozeh hoylam, down below in this physical world, koydem sha'odom roitze ledaber, dover shebigdusha, oyla soysoy, when a person wants to perform a good action, or a person wants to say something good, they want to say a tefillah, or words of Torah, boyem olav b'machshavtoy machshovoy zorois v'rayonim roim u'bilbulim harbei, they enter into the person's mind all kinds of extraneous thoughts, and sometimes bad thoughts, sinful thoughts, and all types of confusion. Kol echot kefi bechinosoi, each and every single person on their level, based on what they're going through. Rav Nosson Zal just showed us where all of this originates from. At its origin, at its point of origin, it's complete holiness. But when it spirals down to this world, at first it becomes dinim, dinim of kedusha. And then when it spirals further down, it can evolve into yetzahara, bad thoughts, sinful thoughts. V'ikar hiskabrus hamachshavos v'abelbulim, hu be'eis she'oisek lohoitzi adibor v'amaisa mikoyach el hapoyel. And the time when this is most prevalent, where the person is bombarded with these thoughts, is when the person is about to speak words of tefillah or Torah, or the person is about to actually perform an action of mitzvah. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says, la pesach chatos roivetz, the sin lies at the entranceway, when the person is about to enter into holiness. Bichinas pischei picha, this could refer to the entranceway, the opening of a person's mouth, when a person is about to speak holy words. Shebe'es sheroitze leftoyach piv ulohoylet hadibor dikdusha, when a person wants to open their mouth and generate holy words, umidibor yovoy l'dei maisa, and from those words will result actions also, oz, then, hachatos, the power of sin, shehu hayetzahara v'cheloisov, this refers to Yetzahara and all of his armies, all of his assistants. Roivetz lies in ambush, levalvaloi ulemonoi, to confuse the person and to prevent the person from going ahead and speaking those words, b'machshavos rois u'bilbulim harbe, with all kinds of bad thoughts and all kinds of mental confusion. Ki machmas she'ikar b'chinas hoylodas kol advorim heim al yidei b'chinas bina, because of the fact that among the upper spheroes, the one that's playing the most important effective role in bringing that and taking that thought to the next level is the sphere of bina, shehi b'chinas eim habonim, which is also referred to as the mother of the children. Machmashe b'shoyresh dinim misarimino, and because of the fact that at the point of origin, the midas hadin evolves from bina, even though bina itself is not din, but the midas hadin originates there. V'dinim, afilu dinim kedoshim, heim shoyresh kol hayitzrim roim, and the midas hadin, even holy din, is the source and origin from which the Yetzahara draws its energy from. Al kein, therefore, lemato lemato, when this comes down, billions of levels down, Bo'ilam Ho'asiyo Hagashmi, and comes down to this physical, materialistic world, Nis'oirer Iker Hadin Vazuamo, this results in, this evolves into real din, negativity, tuma, shehu hayetzahara, which is the evil inclination, bebechinas hisboinenus hasechel, and it affects the thoughts of the person, shemevalvelas hasechel, it confuses the person's thoughts, sheoisek behisboinenusoy ledaber diburim kedoshim, where the person at that point in time is involved in thinking about speaking words of Kedusha, words of Tefillah or Torah, who mevalvaloi bekama mine bilbulim, the Yetzahara confuses the person with all types of confusion, koidem hadibur, before the person is able to release those words, to speak those words, ubeshas hadibur, and while the person is speaking, ulachrov, and even after the person finishes speaking. V'yazai, kishehodom royesh, ha-mizgabon olav moed, ha-machshoves roez, va-bulbulim, then when the person sees that they're experiencing these bad thoughts and this, all of this confusion and everything, yesh lo yisurim gedoyle mehem, this causes the person major suffering. The person feels terrible about this. V'hu roitze letofsam ulalochtam v'lilcham imohim, and the person wants to grab those thoughts and capture them and do battle against them, lahziram elakidusha, and to return them to holiness, to return them to their place of origin. Avolav kolotam zoychelase, however, not every person is capable and qualified of doing that. Ki roiv bnei odom shehayetzahor shulehem megushim kanal, because the majority of people in this world whose Yetzahara is a materialistic Yetzahara, it's a Gashmi Yetzahara, umizgab ala bebelbulim gedoilim harbe moid, and the Yetzahara attacks the person with major, major confusion, azai kol ma shehu roitze lehizgaber kenegdom velilchum imohim, then the more that the person wants to fight that Yetzahara and to engage it and do battle against it, mizgabrem kenegdoi beyoiser, the thoughts become worse and the thoughts become more powerful. As we mentioned earlier, the ikar in the previous year, the ikar takonosoi, and therefore the main solution for this is sheyaniach es hamachshavos v'lo yamod kenegdom klal, that the person should leave those thoughts alone. Don't fight. Don't get involved. Don't try to stand up against them. Don't look at them. But rather, go right ahead and speak your words of Torah and Tefillah, regardless of those thoughts. And the person should be very, very strong and committed in their mind to stand their ground. I'm not leaving and I'm not stopping. To try to bring their thoughts into the words that they're saying. And to ignore completely those other thoughts that are still lingering in the person's mind, or they're still powerful in the person's mind. And then when a person will follow this advice, memelo yistalku, automatically those thoughts will eventually leave. Vafilum yovoyu achar kach oida pam, and even if they come back for another round, Gamkein lo yistakel aleim klal, the person should ignore them completely. Ubevada yistalku, and then they definitely will leave. Vechein afilum yavoyu olav kam apamim, and so too, even if this happens many times, im yeh chozok v'akshon godol livli lahoshiv lem davar, if the person will be strong and stubborn not to get involved with those thoughts, not to respond to them in any way, v'livli listake lachrov klal, not to look back at all, zehu ikar atzosoi, This is the main advice, proper advice, as to how to deal with this correctly. And the person can and will be able to learn and daven. And they will eventually leave by themselves. Whereas if the person will want to fight those machshavos, lelochdom, letovsom, to grab them, yisbalbel tfilos lechashon, the person's tfilo will get messed up, v'hamachshavos yisgabru yoisechas v'shon, and the thoughts will intensify, it'll get worse. A question in the chat, that in chapter 78 in Likut Imran, Rabbein Ezal refers to speech as Eim Habonim. A person's words accompany them wherever they go. When a person speaks words of tefillah or anything like that, the person should know that those words are like a mother that stays with the person to protect the person, to help the person when they enter into places of danger, that kind of thing. And now we're saying that the Eim Habonim is the thoughts, the bina. The answer is, once again, that in the Sifrei Kabbalah, very often, we said that Dibur is Malchus. Dabor Echod Lador, one ruler to a generation. And therefore, Malchus is referred to as a mother, and Bina is referred to as a mother. Question, there are many psychological interventions, like CBT, etc., that seek to help a person struggling with overwhelming thoughts. Any comments about these approaches? The answer is, I'm not so knowledgeable in them, but I put my money on Rabbein Ezal's advice, Rabbein Ezal and Rav Nosson Zal's advice, that the best advice when a person has these kind of thoughts is to ignore them and to simply activate, open your mouth. Open your mouth to speak words of tefillah, words of Torah, and go ahead and do mitzvahs, perform mitzvahs. Don't fight with those thoughts. Don't engage them in battle. Just to go forward in doing, thinking positive thoughts, and as much as the person can, and performing positive actions. And this advice that we just spoke about is what the Torah is hinting to us in this mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. Ki kore kan sipor lefanecha baderech. Hainu, as we learned in the previous year, kishetirtze lasoik be'eze dover shebikdusha. When you will want to perform some kind of holy activity, such as learning Torah, tefillah, performing a mitzvah, she'oz ato oisek bebechinas kan sipor, whereby you are involved in this bird's nest, meaning dahainu lika chulahalois nefoshois hanefulois. You are involved in this process of taking and elevating souls that have fallen, that are referred to as these baby chicks or these eggs in the nest. Shehem bebechinas kan sipor kanal, as we saw in the beginning of this halacha. Ubifrat be'eis oiskoi bedibure toiru tfila. And Rav Nosson Zal tells us, especially when the person is involved in speaking words of Torah and tefillah, that's the most prevalent time when the person experiences what we're speaking about here. Shehein bechinas tziparto dekoyat karsulei b'maya. As Rabbein Ezal makes reference to this in chapter 11 in Likut Imran, he quotes a story in the Gemara, one of the stories of Rabbi Bar Bachana, which speaks about a bird that's standing up to its ankles in water, but its head reaches up to heaven. And Rabbein Ezal shows there that the bird represents speech. Ki hadibur nikra tzipor, kemoi shemavur b'simen yud aleph, as Rabbein Ezal expresses over there in chapter 11. V'ze b'chinas, and as we find also in a pasuk in Koheles, ubal kenofayim yagid dovor, the master of wings gives forth speech, referring there to angels or birds that chirp. Hainu ki oifois v'tziporim shem bali knofayim heim bebechinas dibur. This teaches us that birds which have wings, they represent dibur, this concept of speech. V'zehu v'ho'eim roivetzes alo efroichim. And the mother bird is hovering over those small baby birds and eggs. Hainu shebechinas eim habonim shehu hisboinenus hasechel roivetz tomid al hadiburim shein bechinas efroichem oibetzim. What this is telling us is that the bina, the hisboinenus, the final thoughts that the person has about those words they're going to speak or about that action they're going to do, those thoughts are lying on the words, on the speech or on the action, which means on those chicks or eggs. Deles gatfen delohin shleimim. The Zohar Kodesh says, these little birds, these chicks that are in the nest, their wings are not yet fully developed. They can't fly yet. And this is why the mother has to bring them food and the mother has to hover over them. Hainu hadiburim shein lohem adayin shleimus. This is referring to words that are not yet complete, that aren't perfect yet. V'hizboinenus hasechel roivetz aleihem lahagdilam ulashlimam. And the thought process of the person is attached and lying upon those words to develop them and to complete them before the person actually will speak them. Umachma shebozeh ho'ilam nechaz beroiv ho'ilam hayitzren ro'em ha'begusham anal. And because of the fact that in our materialistic world, most people who are not great tzaddikim, they have to deal with a yetzahara, a physical, materialistic yetzahara, all kinds of tivus rois and midas rois, shemevalvon asodamoid, which confuse the person and disturb the person in a major way. Ve'ikar hisgaras hayetzor v'chayloisav hu b'machshava v'asechel. And the main place where the Yetzirah and all of his armies attack a person is in the person's mind, in the person's thoughts. Ki hu mizgaper lafo chadover chas v'shalom. Because the Yetzirah tries to turn things upside down. The person wants to have holy thoughts, thinking thoughts of Kedusha, thinking about these words of Tefillah or Torah they're about to say. Ki ha'odom tzorech lehizboinein besichloi b'kedusha gedoyla. Because a Jew is supposed to use their mind, their thought process, to think about holiness, to think about Torah, to think about Hashem. Shalidezeh noilodin kol ha'kedushois. Because that's what starts this process of producing holiness. V'hu, and the Yetzirah, b'tachbuloisav, with all of his tricks and wiles, mizgaper daiko al hisboinenus hasechel. He does battle against and overpowers a person's thinking process. Shehi bechinas eim habonim, which is referred to as the mother, umizgaper al bechinazois, lebalbel bekama mine bilbulim. And the Yetzirah attacks and overpowers the thoughts of a person to try to confuse the person and to try to inject all kinds of wrong thoughts. Be'es she'oiskem lohoitzei lapoel. When the person is involved in trying to produce something, to take something from thought into action, lohoilid hadavar shebekdusha, to produce that item of holiness. Shezeh bechinas, and this is what the pasuk says in Tehillim, ubechet yechemasni imi. My mother brought me into the world with sin. This pasuk is making an association between chet, the Yetzirah, and the mother, the hisboinenus hasechel. That's where the Yetzirah attacks. Alkein mazheres haTorah. Therefore, the Torah warns us, loisika choeim al habonim. Don't try to take the mother with the children. Shaleach teshaleach esoim. Send away the mother. Shetizoher sheloi torutz achar hoeim. Be careful not to chase after the mother. Sheim habilbulim shebahasechel v'machshava, which refers to all of those negative thoughts and extraneous thoughts in your mind. Likchom ulatosam, to try to grab them. Don't do that. Ki oz zeh v'zeh lo yisal biyodecha. Because if you try to do that, you won't succeed. You won't grab the thoughts and you'll let go of the children. Ki lo yisucha lehispalel. You will not be able to daven. V'gam hamachshova yisgabru yoser. And those extraneous thoughts will get worse. מחמס גוידל תויקף הגולוס של אלו הנפושויס הנפולויס. Because of the fact that these souls that you're trying to correct, you're trying to improve and everything, are in such a fallen state, they're in such a weak state, therefore the Yetzirah has so much power, these wrong thoughts have so much power. She'oz, and when these souls are in such a fallen state, kol ma shoyskim lizgaber keneged hamachshavos, the more that the person will try to fight against those other thoughts, mizgaber yoyser, they'll get worse, they'll get stronger. Alkein ikar ho'etzo shaleach tishalach esoim v'sabonim tikach loch. Therefore, the main advice is, let go of the mother. Let the mother leave. Send the mother away. Take the chicks. Shelo yitistakel v'lo yitabit l'achrecho aloheim klal. Don't turn around. Don't look back at the mother. Sheheim habilbulim v'adimyoino shenisachsu b'zboin esichlecho. Which refers to those fantasies and those imaginative thoughts that have attached themselves to your brain, to your mind. Rak tanichem sheyelchulem, allow them to leave. V'loy torut sachreyem lilchum imon klal, don't chase after them to try to fight them in any way. V'ideizeh biatzmoy tishalchem usesalkem eitoch. And by following this advice, you will be sending them away, you will remove them from yourself. Bebechinas shaleach tishalach esvayim, rak vesabonim tikach loch. Send the mother away, only take the children to yourself. Habonim heim hanefoshois hamizbararois al yidei hadiburim akdoishim. The bonim in this pasuk refer to those souls that are being refined and improved as a result of the words of Kiddusha that you will go ahead and speak, the Tefillah, the Torah. Heim levad tikach loch. Only take them to yourself. V'tizke bohem la'aloysim levaram. And try to succeed in elevating them and refining them. Avol esso'eim, whereas the mother, she'i bechinas u'becheit yechemas ni'imi, whereas the mother, which in this context refers to the sin, the Yetzahara, that's associated with the mother. Sheheim bechinas hisgabrus hademyoinois vabilbulim shebehizboinen usichlecha. This is referring to the confusion and the imaginations and the extraneous thoughts that are attaching themselves to your thought process. Teshaleach usalak midatcha. Let go of them. Get rid of them. V'loy tistakel aleihem, don't look at them. V'loy silocha mimoyem likchom letzavson. Don't try to do battle against them to try to grab hold of them. Ki ein lecha koyach lazeh, because you don't have the power to do that. Machmas oitzem agolus, because we are now in such a weak state. We're in such a severe golus. We're in such a severe state of exile. Question in the chat. First, we said that the original good thoughts accompany the person's words and actions. Now he's saying that it's in fact the bad thoughts that accompany them. The answer is follow the order that Rav Nosson Zal explained. First, he explained how anything happens in this world. In order for anything to happen in this world, it has to go through these three steps. Machshava, Dibor, Maisa. Then within Machshava, he explained, there's like two parts. At first, it's Behelem Godol. It's very hidden, meaning the person doesn't even realize that they're thinking about something. And then at some point, the thought process continues and it evolves into an actual thought that the person is aware of. They're aware that this thought is in their mind. And then the thought process continues and eventually crosses the border and goes down to the seven lower spheres. It goes down into action or speech, etc., etc. But Rav Nosson Zal explained that because this thought process is going through Keser, Chochmah, and Bina, and even though Bina is not actual Din, but Bina is the origin of where Din originates from, and Bina is sort of to the left, therefore, unfortunately, together with those good thoughts, as it comes down to this world, it becomes possible for negativity to attach itself to it, the sitra achra to attach itself, in the form of bad thoughts and confusion, all types of confusion. And this is what our rabbis tell us in Chulin, page 139. Pasuk says, Ki yikore, if you will happen to come upon a bird's nest. And the Gemara says, Prat lemezuman. This comes to exclude a case where you prepared this, you took this nest from somewhere and placed it in a position to perform this mitzvah. Meaning that this must be, the nest must be in a place of hefker, in a place that's not owned by anybody. Because of this, our rabbis say further over there in the Gemara, She'im la'achar she'shile cho'em, lo'kach abonim. If after the person already sent away the mother bird, and they took the chicks, they took the chicks to themselves, they took ownership of the chicks, and then vehechziram lekan, they returned those chicks back into the nest. V'yacharkach chozro ho'em aleihem, and then at some point the mother bird returns and comes back to the nest over the chicks. Azai poter milishaleach oid. You're no longer required to send the mother bird again away again. Ki kvar nechshav lemezuman. Because once you sent the mother bird away and you took those chicks, you took possession of those chicks, now it's no longer called yikore. Now it's no longer called that you happened to come upon them. They're considered prepared. Me'achar shekvar zocho bohem, because you already acquired them, b'ma shehechziram lekan, by you actually returning them, placing them back into the nest. Avol koidem shehechziram lekan, but before you return them to the nest, v'loy zocho b'em adayin, and you haven't yet really acquired them, afilu im shilcha v'chazra kama pamim, even if you chased away the mother bird and it came back and chased it away again multiple times, chayif l'shaleach, you must continue shooing it away, chasing it away. Shenemar, shaleach t'shalach. The pasuk says, send away. Ayin b'gemara u'poiskim. Take a look in the Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch Yoredeo where it teaches us this lesson. Haynu ki ikar hachiyuv l'shaleach ho'em hu rak kol zman shehadibur shehem anefoshos hem begolus. The main obligation to send away the mother bird is only so long as the dibur is, which means those souls that are represented by those chicks, are in a state of golus, in a weak state, in exile. Haynu kol zman shelo yizocho ha'odom adayin lekadesh uletar asmoy koroi. Meaning, so long as the person hasn't yet purified themselves and elevated themselves properly. V'nitzoytzei nafshoy heim adayin begolus godol. And therefore, the sparks that are associated with that person's soul are still very much deep in exile. Oz eino yochol likach hanefoshes imoim. In such a situation, you are not able to take the chicks together with the mother. Kinechas bohoim zuamas hanochash beyoser, because there's a tumah attached to that mother bird at the time. Vazai ikar takonosoi bebchina shalech teshalach esoim. And then the proper response, the proper solution is send away the mother. Sheishtade lika chanefoshe shemadiburim. Try to make every effort to take those souls, meaning to take those words. Haynu shelo yabit la'achrav klal. And don't look back. Don't look back at the negative thoughts. Rak yedaber hadiburim kamoy sheim. But rather, say the words of tefillah as best as you can. Don't try to think deeply. Don't try to engage those negative thoughts and think about them and try to convert them in any way. But rather, remove your thought process completely from there. V'yedaber hadibur be'emes. Shut down your mind. Don't think. Don't get involved in thinking. but rather just speak the words of Tefillah or Torah be'emes, with truth, utmimas gadol, with complete sincerity and simplicity, ke'ilu ein boi shum das utvuno klal, as if you have no brain, no, as if you're a robot saying the words. Disconnect from the whole thought process. Aval mi shekvar zocha v'hakan sipor, whereas a person who already took those chicks, meaning he has already achieved a major level of success in the tikkun of those sparks, those holy sparks, and in the tikkun of his nefesh. Dahainu b'chinas hatzadikim hagdoilim shekvar kitshu v'tiros asma b'shleimus. This is referring to those great, great tzadikim who have already purified themselves completely. Ad shebechinas hadiburim v'anefosha, shebechinas kan sipur, kvar nochoin u'mezuman etzlam, to the point where the bird's nest, meaning the words of tefillah and the souls and the holy sparks, are all solid. They're all in the control and in the possession of the tzadik. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says, tefilosoi shgura bepiv. Rabbi Hanina ben Doisa once said that there are times that I feel my tefillah is flowing perfectly. Bebechinas, and as the pasuk says in Tehillim, gam tzipor motzo bayis. The bird has found a home, a permanent home. It's no longer wandering and drifting around. Heim mutorim likach gam heim abonim. These tzadikim are allowed to take the mother with the chicks. Ki etzlom ein mezgaber hazuamo behizboinenus hasechel. Because by them, there's no tumah entering into their thoughts. Ve'ein bohem, no sinful thoughts. Ve'ein bohen aleim demyoine sebebulam klal. And those kinds of, the kind of confusion and nonsense that comes into our minds does not come into the minds of these great tzadikim. Vafilu kishebohem aleim lefomim ezem achshovoi zorois. And even during those rare times where these great tzadikim experience a machshava zora, an extraneous thought, heim boim rak bishvil shehatzadik yisaknom v'yevaram. The reason why those thoughts are coming to the tzadik is for the tzadik to repair them. They're not coming to challenge the tzadik, to block his tefillah. They're coming for a tikkun. V'hatzadik tzorech daiko likchom levaram. And the tzadik has to take those thoughts and purify them, refine them. Ki hatzadik yesh loy koyach lozeh likchom ulevaram koroi. Because the tzadik does have the ability to take those extraneous thoughts and refine them and elevate them. V'kamuva, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah and in Likutei Maran, shehatzadik kishebol of machshavei zorois hu yodea meheichon heim nimshachim. When a tzaddik is receiving any of these extraneous thoughts, he knows exactly where they're coming from. V'yodea lahalois kol machshava l'sharosha, he knows exactly how to elevate each one of those thoughts to its place of origin, ulevararo koroi, and to refine it and perfect it appropriately, as is brought in the Rakanti in Parshas Vayechi. V'alkein, hu yochoy lizkois bohoeimim abonim. Therefore, a tzaddik of this caliber, he's allowed to take the mother with the chicks. Machma she'etzloi hakan sipor b'chinas hanefoshois b'chinas mezuman. Because by him, regarding him, that bird's nest is not in a state of disrepair, it's not in a state of golus, but rather it's in a state of mezuman, it's prepared. It's established. It's like a house. Shehu hefech hagolus vatiltul, which is the opposite of exile and wandering around. Avol mi she'etzlo yadayin hakan sipor baderech b'choleitz, whereas for the rest of us, where by us that bird's nest is still on the road, it's on some kind of a tree. Bebchinas golus vatiltul godol. Our souls and all these sparks associated with our souls are still in a state of major exile. Hu eino yochol likachim kanal. We cannot take the mother. Rak tzorech lekayim shaleach tishalach zeim. We must reject the mother, send away the mother. We're not allowed to think. We're not allowed to allow our thoughts to be operating at that time. Our thoughts, which are a mixture of good thoughts and all kinds of confusion and demyonis. Rakispalel bitmimus godol. But rather, when we're davening, don't try to have kavanas, don't try to think about anything else other than the words, the simple words that you're speaking. V'lo yistakel achrav klal, don't look back. Don't look at any thoughts that are coming into your mind at the time. V'oz v'sabonim tikach loch. And then you'll succeed in acquiring the bonim, the children, the chicks. Shetiske bahadiburim shem harfoshes. You will succeed with your words of tefillah, which are those souls. Remember, there's a pasuk, nafshi yotza bedabroi. My soul comes forth in my speech. Ki listam b'nei odom shehadibur hu hanafoshes adayin begolas godol etzl osu loy listak elachrav klal. Because by ordinary people, where our dibur, the souls related to us, are still in major exile, it's forbidden for us to look back, to dwell on any of these thoughts that are coming into our mind. And this is why, again, the Gemara says there, shafilu shilcha v'chazra, shilcha v'chazra, even if the mother bird keeps coming back again and again, you send it away, it comes back. Tzorach l'shaleach afilu kamapam, and you have to keep sending it away many times. Kol zman sheloi zocha babonim. So long as you have not yet taken those chicks to yourself, you haven't lifted up those baby birds to take them. Hainu, shafilu im enoi mistakel hadamiones vabulbulim umishalch midaitoi al yidei ze umispal kedarkoi. Even if the person is ignoring those extraneous thoughts, They get rid of them, and they go ahead and daven al piroi v'harkachim choysrum aboim alav. In most cases, they're going to come back again. V'chein kam upon him. This will repeat itself multiple times. V'alkein hizhira ha-Torah sodom. Therefore, the Torah warns us, shetzorech liyos akshon, that a person has to be stubborn. Ulekayim mitzvah shaleach tishalach pam achar pam. And to send it away again and again, afilu kam upon even many times. Dahinu shebechol pam shechayzun ruboan olav habilbulim v'adimyonis. Every time the person sees themselves being attacked by these extraneous thoughts, sheizgaber bechol pam lamoid alomdoi. Stand your ground. V'levli listakel achrim klal. Don't ignore them completely. Rak l'shalcha midaitoi. Remove them from your mind. How? Al yidei hesech hadas levad, by changing the channel, taking your mind off those thoughts. Sheyase rak esheloi b'mashoisik, and try only to be thinking about what you're doing at the current time, whether it's speaking words of tefillah, whether it's dipping in the mikveh, any whatever it is. Because the Yetzahara is trying to attach itself to the person repeatedly. And whenever a person is trying to do things to battle the Yetzahara fights back. Therefore, the person has to be prepared to show stubbornness, to be stubborn again and again and again, I don't care, no matter how many times. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in several different places in Likutei Moran and in Sichas Aran. Ubifrat belikutei Tanino besimen memches, memtes, nun, nun aleph ein shon. Especially in these chapters in the second half of Likutei Moran, 48, 49, 50, 51, ein shon, look up, look it up. And this is why the pasuk says, send her away, and the Gemara says, even 100 times. Person has to be prepared that this is going to be a war. And the Yetzirah isn't necessarily going to stop quickly, but I don't care. I'll just keep doing the same thing. I'll keep trying to say the words of tefillah b'tmimus as simple as possible, or continue doing whatever mitzvah I'm doing. I'm going to ignore it until it disappears completely. Baruch Hashem. Question in the chat. The pasuk says, "Nafshi yotza bedabroi." My soul went forth with his speech. The answer is, it still is an association. Very often when we bring a pasuk, it doesn't have to technically follow the exact grammar. The pasuk is showing that nefesh and dibur are connected. And we know that one of the forms of mesiras nefesh is dibur. The Zohar HaKadosh actually says this. The Zohar HaKadosh says there's a pasuk, ki olecho hoiragnu kol hayoim. Hashem, we kill ourselves for you all day in words of tefillah, in diburim of tefillah. When a person puts everything they have, they put their soul into the tefillah, that's called mesiras nefesh. Wishing everybody a wonderful day and a good Erev Shabbos, a good Shabbos. This Shabbos is Shabbos Shuvah. It's a tikkun for all the Shabbosim of the whole year. My Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld said that it's important for a person to learn the halachos of Yom Kippur on Shabbos Shuvah, to attend a halacha shir, if possible, where the halachas of Yom Kippur are discussed, or if not, to look over those halachas yourself. We should be zeicha to make the proper preparation for a complete kapora slicha mechila and enter into zman simchaseinu with full simcha with the gula shleima b'meher b'meinu, amen v'amen.